AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Airports from Anchorage, Teterboro, New Jersey to Tampa, Florida are on the list obtained by the AP of airports that will cut 10% of their flights starting tomorrow. It's all because of the government shutdown, now in its 37th day. This is Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine.
It is better to have fewer flights than to run the risk of accidents. So I view this as a, we're already short air traffic controllers dramatically. We were short 3,000 air traffic controllers at the start of the year.
Michigan Republican Congresswoman Lisa McClain says blame the Democrats.
The Democrats want to jeopardize our national security. And now, flights have been reduced by 10% at 40 of our major airports. I think air traffic, like when you get on a plane, what's next? Like your plane rides are going to be free too? I mean, why stop at food and buses? Let's just give everything free.
The judge says she'll order federal agents in Chicago to restrict using force against peaceful protesters and media, saying current practices violate their constitutional rights. The preliminary injunction is in response to a lawsuit alleging federal agents have used excessive force in their immigration crackdown in the Chicago area. A jury in Virginia has awarded $10 million to a former teacher who was shot by a six-year-old student and later accused an ex-administrator in a lawsuit of ignoring repeated warnings the child had a gun. President Trump unveiled a deal with drug makers Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk to expand coverage and reduce prices for their popular obesity treatments, Zepbound and Wegovy.
The United States is just 4% of the world's population and consumes only 13% of all prescription drugs, yet pharmaceutical companies make 75% of their profits from the American customer.
The new coverage starts next year. The National Retail Federation is predicting the first $1 trillion holiday shopping season. This is AP News. Attackers firing machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades boarded a ship off the coast of Somalia.
The attack, reported by British officials, is likely the latest assault by resurgent Somali pirates operating in the region. The British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Centre issued an alert over the attack, warning ships in the area. The private security firm, Ombre, also said that an attack by Somali pirates was underway. The firm said the attack targeted a Malta-flagged tanker heading for Sika, India, to Durban, South Africa. Somali pirates have been reported as operating in the area in recent days and to have seized an Iranian fishing boat to use as a base of operations. I'm Karen Shemas.
A new study by the advocacy group GLAAD says TV shows like Abbott Elementary, Hacks, Heartstopper, and Yellowjackets helped increase the ranks of LGBTQ plus characters on primetime by 4% over the previous season. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.